Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's July 12th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always, with the magnificent, the wondrous, Antoine Bergeron.
Hi. You still find new ways to add...
Well, I think I'm starting to repeat a little bit now, so I'll have to get a thesaurus out. Mental note for next episode. All right. So, back again. Sorry about missing last week. You guys did a great job without me. The liquid English paid off. And either you can't hear me, or have no comments.
No comments.
Okay. That silence is very telling. So I guess we'll just jump right into the upcoming events. And I'm not really seeing much on here we haven't spoken about before, so we'll just kind of go through it quickly. First on the list is the ND Monthly. It's Warhammer 40K on July 23rd.
Yep, so it's a 40K tournament at Labyss using the ITC format. You'll find all the information about that on the Facebook event, which we will link to in the show notes.
All right. Next up, we have the Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th through the 21st.
3-day tournament in Ottawa at the EY Center. You will have Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Hordes, X-Wings, Batman miniature game, even a Garrosh shell. So you can find all the information about the tournament's registration and everything at capitalcitybloodbath.com. We'll have a link to it in the show notes.
And last but not least is the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
In Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel, a bunch of 40K, some X-Wings, War Machine Hordes, some Age of Sigmar. They also have a big painting contest with a cash prize. So you'll find all the information about it, the registration and everything, at their website, which we'll link in the show notes.
Yeah, because that's a weird URL to try to read out, so.
Yes.
All right. So let's jump right into the non-crowdfunding news. First up this week is Knight Models. Has some Batman and Marvel miniature game releases.
Yes, a bunch for both games. A bunch of cool models. My favorite of the bunch is the Hulkbuster for Marvel.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
It's the painting on it is really cool. The model looks sweet. I really like it. The rest, yeah. They're cool. They also have some effect markers, blisters, and some MDF accessories, so nothing to write home about. The models always look cool, but that one, the Hulkbuster, wow.
Yeah, that's something else. Next up, Scale 75 has... Oh boy, Steampunkser.
Yeah, reading that, I wasn't too sure. It's a kit from their, what's the name of that line already?
Smog Riders?
Yeah, Smog Riders, yeah.
Is it Riders or Raiders? I can't remember.
I think it's Riders.
No, I think you're right. Smog Riders.
Yes, it's Riders. They went on, I don't remember, Kickstarter or Indiegogo a while ago to do vehicles for some new sculpts using vehicles instead of just infantry models. And that's one of their first official release now. And it's really cool. Small tanks with their usual chibi models in the hatch at the top. And it's coming also with two models. A regular, I think, infantry. Cannon loader, maybe?
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of ammunition guy and...
A penguin with giant ammunition.
He's a penguin.
Yeah.
And a girl with a gas mask and the traditional spiky German helmet.
Mm-hmm. They look cool. Their stuff always look cool. So,
what's interesting is the faction symbol would be the best way to put it. Their icon is very Cthulhu-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hydra-ish, maybe. Very cool models, though. And they have a certain chibi style. It's all their own, right? Mm-hmm. They don't look like a Super Dungeon Explorer chibi.
No, it's not the same style.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Next up, North Star Military Figures has some Frostgrave Gnolls.
Yes, they have some specialist, I would say. in metals, but they also have they are all on pre-orders, and they also have the new plastic art plastic kit for Knowles. So it's big 20 multi-part art plastic models. So you get a bunch and all different, all sorted in different bits, so you can customize how you want to assemble them. And they look cool. If you look at, I'll provide two links for those. Usually I only provide one, but you have the link toward the pre-order page, and also a link toward the Tabletop Gaming Fix, and they have the sprues there showing. So it's cool seeing really hard plastic that not a lot of people can do that. It costs so much to do a sprue for small industries, small companies.
Yeah, I wonder if they're using Warlord to do it, or if they're just doing it out of China. Because almost guaranteed they don't have their own injection molded machine, right?
No, probably not. And usually they only do miniatures for Frostgrave and for their own historical stuff. So I don't think they have the numbers. Like the notes, they were on pre-order and they were worked on for a while and promoted for a while, probably to be able to get to the number they need for production like that. But it's cool because it's something that you don't see. Those are not a creature you see often in miniature.
No, it's true. I was just trying to think back. Maybe old D&D miniatures, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But or maybe like, something out of the Reaper Bones line or something.
Exactly what I had in mind. You can probably see some there, but not the versatility that you will have from the plastic kit.
No, for sure. Alrighty, moving on. Cromlech. Man, I love Cromlech. The Orc Incinerator team.
Yeah, new 40k proxies for Orc Flamers. Or I don't know what's their name
in 40k. Burnas?
Burnas, yeah. They look cool.
They do. Man, Cromlech's got his crap together.
Yes, they do. And their Orc are always cool.
Yeah, that seems to be what they really specialize in, right?
Yeah, the
Orc proxies.
Either Orcs or conversion bits.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, they're cool. And at 5 models for €25, it's not so bad.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good value. Absolutely. Especially for that detail level.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we have Cool Mini or Not has some Dark Age Games new releases.
And for once, I think I don't have bad comments about their strange chromey look.
Whoa, there, buddy. Hold on, let me be the judge of this.
Yeah, the core model fits the core aesthetic. Lin is probably one of the outcasts, the new... They have one that are like slave raiders. I think she's Lynette. I think she's part of that. And the other units... Sure, the last one, the Anile Riscalds, their guns are chromey, but they don't look super cybernetic like the Saints wear with their mounts and stuff. So
this is true.
I like most of those, and my favorite one.
Medic.
The Field Medic is cool.
Armored boobs.
Yeah,
really?
Well, yeah, it fits their style.
But just the boobs are armored. Mm-hmm. The rest of her is a shirt, but her boobs are armor.
Well, no. If you like, she has armor. I think there's only holes
for the boobs. So the shirt's cut out to fit over the armored boobs. I see. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But it fits the faction. They all have some strange BDSM sculpts and looks. So it's not out of style for them.
I suppose there's that.
Yeah. My favorite one from the line, from the release this month, is the Malachi, the giant crocodile-like creature.
Yeah, I figured that would tickle your fancy, I should say.
Yeah, I have no fantasy about a crocodile.
Oh, it's very Minions-esque, right? So.
Oh yeah, for sure. I might have fancy, no fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. I meant to say fancy. It's
yeah, I know.
Freudian slip. All right. This is cool. Mantic Games Kings of War, The Empire of Dust pre-orders.
Yes.
Now, this surprised me because I didn't think they were going to make these models.
Me neither. I was really surprised when I saw them. But
I like them.
Game Workshop discontinuing the line maybe gave them an incentive to do it. Discontinuing not the Empire of Dust line, but the Tom King's line.
Tom King's, yeah. And I mean, there's not a lot of meat there yet. There's just a bunch of basic troops.
And I think that's the idea because the Tom King's, their basic troopers were old skulls. They were small. They were easy to break, and they were dated compared to their more recent kills, like the Snake Riders and all the new giant creatures. So, I think it's a good thing they did all the basic stuff.
The
Ushabti, and they still did some Ushabtis and bigger models, but most of it is all the regular infantry that you need.
Yeah, the Ushabti wannabes are pretty cool looking. I don't think they're as nice as the GW Ushabti, but they'll certainly paint a heck of a lot faster because they're not weighed down with 8 million bits and bobbles hanging off of them, and they still have a very cool look. It's not the same, but certainly very cool. I give them a 7/10, which for a mass-produced giant-scale army game miniature is pretty good.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. The other guys in Nottingham, Warlord Games, has some new Beyond the Gates of Antares releases.
And once again, I'm happy with those. It's
Who are you? What have you done with Antoine? Oh, it's the vehicles and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Nice. Usually I like their vehicles.
Well, their vehicles are very traditional sci-fi, I find.
Yeah, but they look good. They don't... Like, some of traditional sci-fi stuff, I'm not a sci-fi guy, usually, so me liking those, I'm pretty happy. They're Freeborn Striker attack skimmer with the guy, the gunner in the back. Turret.
Yep.
Yeah, it looked cool. And the transporter drone, too, so... They have a bunch of early, so you have those C3, two.
Yeah, I really liked a lot of their C3 stuff.
They also have what they call the Argarine AI AV support mag mortar team, some Boromite Ashling swarms, and two 500 points scout force, one for the Algarin and one for the Boromites. So a bunch of new releases, and they mostly look cool.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job with that game. You know, for a game trying to compete with the 40K crowd, I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
The releases are coming pretty fast now. They're fleshing out the game really quickly, I find. So, I think they're going to have some good success there. It may take a while, but I think they're going to be successful. And a great rule set, the core won't hurt either. What do we got next? Oh, weird miniatures. Malifaux July releases.
There's a lot of them. So just listing them quickly. Master Quig for the guild. The Scion of the Void. I don't know that faction symbol. Have you followed Malifaux enough to remember that? Especially the second edition ones?
Nope. I mean, the rose one? Yellow is the mercenary faction, right? But I don't know what the rose is.
It might be their new symbol for the mercenaries. So might be just a regular mercenary. Sparks and a mechanized pork chop for the gremlins. And to be frank, all those are only mentioned because of the mechanized pig.
Yeah, I know. They're not fooling anybody.
There's also the Obsidian Oni for their Asian faction. I don't... 10,000 something, or I'm blanking on the name of the faction. I haven't played in a while.
Or the Ten Thunders?
Ten Thunders, yeah. I knew there was a Ten something there.
Is and that Ten also, Thunders, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because Ten Thunders was a mercenary subfaction, wasn't it? And the stripe on this is orange. Isn't orange...
Yeah, but with the second edition, they became their own faction.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have the symbols. So it's really the Ten Thunders, and the rose we mentioned earlier was the Outcast. So you were right on with the color. And lastly, they also have the... Wow. Jorogumo. I think your Japanese is better than mine, yeah.
The Jorogumo. And who's that for? Is that Outcast?
I think it's Ten Thunders also.
It's Japanese sounding, so yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and it's also the same color for the banner.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so
that was yellow for a second, yeah.
It's their usual plastic, good-looking miniatures, if you like the aesthetic. But as a pig lover, having a mechanized pig, I couldn't pass over that.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, I understand. And last for our non-crowdfunding stuff, we have Burn-In Designs, Metro City Firehouse.
So Burn-In Designs do MDF terrain. And
wow.
What?
This coincides with a certain movie release this week, I think.
Oh yeah. Okay, I hadn't made the the link, but yes, for sure.
Does it come with an old ambulance to put inside?
Might be coming as an added accessory.
Jeez.
I really just like the look, but now that you mention it, it looks so much like the Ghostbuster one.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, right? That's totally what it is. It's that style. And yeah, no, I mean, Burn-In Designs makes great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen any stuff that Jim Wapple paints from them.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Everything he does for the Wappleville for for Wild West has got his terrain.
Yeah, no, he did some great stuff. Yeah. And like the armored trains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely if anyone's looking for some funky terrain, Burn-In Designs has some great stuff. All right. And now that takes us forward into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news for the week. And first up, we almost considered dropping this, but the name sold me. Giga Robo.
Yeah, so we almost dropped it from mentioning it because it's mostly a board game, but it does come with four cool giant robots. So that's the only reason it's still here.
Something about it makes me want to stand up and strike a very dramatic pose.
Mm-hmm. It's a fighting game between players. Each player control one giant robot. It's playing on a board with skyscrapers and it's board game material. So you have all kind of chits. You have cards to add powers to your models and plays with dice. So really cool dice and cards. The games look cool. It looks active. It's not the right word, but
You're talking about in the sense that it looks like it's very, very interactive, like you're constantly playing and doing
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah.
No, it seems like you're always involved in the game state, which is cool. And the models are quite large. There's a picture of someone putting a chit down on the table next to the models, and it looks like the models are a good 3.5 inches tall. So
yep, something like that.
I don't know if they give a scale, but it looks quite big.
I don't think there is one. The skyscraper are cardboard for now, but if they get to the right stretch goal, the right amount of pledging, they will also include plastic skyscrapers instead.
Nice.
So you can probably throw each other robots into skyscrapers and do extra damage like that. The game looks cool. If we are more into a one-on-one board game, I might be tempted.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's got a 70s nostalgia, giant robo, Getter Robo, Goldorak, Mazinger type love, this is the board game for you. Or if you like Pacific Rim, this could be, there's no monsters to fight, but it's giant robots. So.
Mm-hmm. And there's some, one of the pilots, because you have robots and you have different pilots and they don't, I think you can mix and match. And you have some alien ones. Like the first one for the first stretch goal is for an extraterrestrial one. They have a name for the faction. They call them the Zoiders. So, strange looking pilot for a strange looking robot.
All right.
It's so almost a monster.
Yeah, so very cool board game. And this Kickstarter is running until. Can't find the date. It's got 29 days to go. Oh, here it is, August 10th, 2016. So, still got a while to pledge. And they are at 31,500 out of 45,000 with 29 days to go. So they're almost definitely going to make it at this rate. So check it out. Next in line, HMS Hispania Modeling Solutions, the Graveyard Battle Arena, game board for Battle Arena players. Tell me about this, Antoine, because this looks awesome.
If you know Crowmaster or Crossmaster, I'm not too sure of the exact pronunciation. It's
I don't know if the S is pronounced. I don't know if it's Crossmasters or Crowmasters, but yeah.
Yeah.
That game.
Yeah, in French I would pronounce it. In English I don't think. I think it's silent. So anyway, so that's a custom board for that game. That's all there is to it. It looks really cool. It's a graveyard team board for Crowmaster. You can even move the tiles. It's customizable when you want to build your set. It's not cheap. Their basic set is almost €300.
Oh, and that geez. Doesn't I didn't notice
provide
that.
Assembly or painting.
Holy crap.
Yes. However, it looks good, but you have to love Crowmaster to buy one of those. There are other options where you get that basic price at €285, you get the material for the boards, all the resin pieces, all the resin casting for it. You have a full version that also includes the woods, like the plywood sheet, wooden frame to go around the board, even a metal sheet to magnetize your tiles. But that's €375.
But you know what's crazy? Even crazier is that they want €3,500 to complete the project. And with two backers, they've got nearly €600.
Mm-hmm. Well, one pledge is almost one pledge is half of that. So,
well, that's just it. Like, wow, I didn't realize people were so into Crowmasters.
Me neither. So, but looking at their pledge number, they need to have about 10 to 12 baggers for it to have it viable.
Yeah.
So they don't need that many people. They just need like a dozen dedicated fans that want something different, and they're fine. But it's a lot to ask, I think.
Yeah.
It looks good, so it could be, and I'm sure it could be used for other Chibi-inspired game like Super Dungeon Explorer or something like that. However, it's not that big. Like, it's the exact 40 size by 40. For Crowmaster, but it's not big enough to do Super Dungeon Explorer layout.
Well, let's be honest. There's better stuff coming for that later this month.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same team. And it's not chibi.
Well,
if I'm thinking the same thing you are thinking.
I'm thinking about the Secret Weapon Kickstarter that's coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's isn't it like Dungeon?
But it's kind of chibi.
Okay. I didn't see the chibi style looking
and
at
the,
it.
Like if you look at things like the mining carts and stuff,
mm-hmm.
those are kind of chibi looking. And it's made for 1-inch by 1-inch squares.
Yeah.
It was certainly made with games like Endless Fantasy actually in mind and Super Dungeon and stuff. That's really what it was built around at first.
Oh, okay.
So I think it may be more chibi than you're seeing. Plus, I'm curious to see what all the other styles of... We're supposed to be talking about Graveyard Battle Arena. Sidetracked us, sorry. Like I said, €595 raised at a 3,500 goal with a month left.
Yeah.
So at the very least, worth looking at because it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Phoenix Miniatures, The Unknowing Dead.
So this is a new company. They are releasing a bunch of undead models as their first lines. They are, well, I would say generic, but they are not generic. They have a really... a distinctive style. However, they are not for a game. They are to go for any war game you want, or to use like as proxy for other stuff, or for undead for an RPG or anything.
Yeah, they've got an interesting aesthetic, and you know they try to do different stuff. So you have like, you know, the Hell Paladins, which is certainly something different than we would normally see for undead.
Yeah, they're not just regular skeletons. They look cool.
Yeah. Oh, and it's painted. The models of the Kickstarter were painted by AJ Thornton and James Wapple and Lee Carpenter. Wow, how do you go wrong? That's a lot of nice names thrown out there. Good paint jobs all around.
They have a bunch of styles available. There are not many models available. Once the Kickstarter gets to its basic funding, you'll have the Elp Island Fida, which is a character, and the Abomination available. So that's in the core box. And after that, stretch goals will unlock new models.
Yeah, so these are 35mm resin models. They have a goal of 7,500 Australian dollars. There are 1,874. With 13 days to go, so it ends on July 25th, 2016. I don't know when this Kickstarter started.
Last week. It doesn't have a full week yet.
Okay, so but it's a pretty short Kickstarter.
Yes.
It's interesting. I never quite understand why people choose to do that, run something less than a month.
There's reason for it. Like, you could burn your Kickstarter if you... If you don't have enough attraction in the middle, you can lose backers because there's no updates for it. Because if your pledge don't go up, and there's a bunch of reasons to make it longer or shorter. So both ways work depending on your project.
Okay.
Also, it depends on your name, if it's a first one or if it's the 25th one you're running. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cool Mini could run Kickstarters for half a day and still be very successful.
So. Yes, they'll raise a million in the first hour anyway. So
yeah, exactly. All right. So what do we got next here? Miniature Wargaming, the movie. Again.
Yes, again. So if you look at the Kickstarter, there's not much that would tell you that this is not the first Kickstarter project about this project. However, if you go back on the old Kickstarter they did to start the project, the filming, they do complete updates about why they are running a new Kickstarter for it. I love the project. I love the idea, and that's why we mention it. However, I find it a bit is quirky. The right word, probably not.
Yeah, you could that works actually.
Yeah,
I find at the very least it's a lack of transparency, and it almost seems like they're trying to hide the fact that they're not trying to hide it, but it can give the impression that they're trying to hide the fact that they're running a Kickstarter for this project.
Finish the project, and the project went bigger than they anticipated a lot. More people, they knew they need funds because they want to add archive footage and stuff like that. So they are looking for they are doing a second Kickstarter to pay for the post production. However, their first Kickstarter was for a complete film. So that's why I wanted to mention it, because there's some lack of transparency or quirky, as I also said. However, I like the project. I like the people they are interviewing. I like everything they want to do with it. So I still want to see it made, and that's why I wanted to have it in the list. They are already funded. Well, a second time.
Yeah. So their extended project has already been funded.
Yeah.
They wanted £10,000. They've got 13,500 with 26 days remaining, ending on August 7th. So for sure, if you back this, you're going to get something for it.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, the filming is over 90% done. They are already started the post-production. So it's really to pay for the last miles. So to make a nicer product, as they mentioned in the first Kickstarter last update. They said they could make the movie. Could they make their as good a movie without the extra funding? Maybe not. So
yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So last on our list, this is definitely an Antoine special. Mitosis Miniatures, Goblin Rat Riders for tabletop wargaming.
So the name is pretty clear. You have an armored rat. An armored goblin
on a rat?
Riding a giant rat. It's in bits. You have 6 or 7 different parts to the goblin. You have different heads, different bodies for the rats, different weapons, different spears. So what's special about that Kickstarter is you have a bunch of different way you can pledge for it. So you can either pledge for the model, one model, it came with one of each bits, and that's it. You can pledge for the same thing with a digital file with a reproduction rights, or you can pledge for a commercial license. So you could pledge for the everything you need to be able to print the model or recast it and sell those casts yourself. I haven't seen that elsewhere in miniature. I've seen the do your own printing, but not the resale part. I haven't seen that before, I think.
That's a neat idea. And if the renderers, you know, come, like if they're true to what the final product's gonna look like.
They're cool looking models.
Yes.
Just the right amount of detail, I think. Yeah. And they're Ninth Age compatible.
Yep.
Which I'm not sure exactly what that means. Some of the fact that means they're goblins on rats and Ninth Age is a fantasy game.
They are providing miniatures for Ninth Age, so that's one of the new units or one of the units available in Ninth Age.
Okay.
If I catched it right. I haven't looked at the goblin list now. Yet. I haven't tried Ninth Age yet, but I think that's why they added that logo. So they are everything they will be doing, or most of what they will be doing, will be to fulfill holes in the Ninth Age list.
Model one?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at £1,230 of £850. So they're completely funded with 24 days to go. The Kickstarter ends on Friday, August 5th.
Yeah, and every unlock they will get add options, like instead of having just spears, you have different weapons, different shield types, and stuff like that. So it's interesting. If you like goblins, and if you have a 3D printer, look at it. Or even if you don't have a 3D printer, you can get the model already casted if you want. So
there you go. All right. Well, that is it for this week, Antoine.
It is.
So I guess, as always, we'll see the geeks in a week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast, a podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.